And I would like to ask to our virtual panel, Dr. Carmen Hildebrand, who is CEO of Airfort Tourism and Marketing GmbH. She's in a lot of networks and associations. She's also spokesperson of the working group Accessible Tourist Destinations in Germany. And last year in Erfurt, she hosted the Federal Gardening Show. It was certified, including the Citadel in Petersburg. And she will tell us how you can organize such a huge event in an accessible manner. Warm welcome. Then I would like to welcome Matthias Fromm from Rostock, who's Tourism Director for the Tourist Office of Rostock and Warnemünde, and he will tell us about accessibility at the seaside and how events can be organized barrier-free at beaches, amongst other things. Sven Albrecht is Federal Director of Special Olympics Germany, and he has been warming up for a huge event, the International Special Olympics. Special Olympics World Games that are to take place next year in Berlin. Welcome to you as well. We are looking forward to your questions. Julia Marmula is looking at the chat and the emails, so whenever you have questions or comments, feel free to ask or comment straight away. We're going to start with Erfurt and Mrs. Hildebrand. Erfurt has a long tradition of accessibility and barrier-free tourism. It was one of the first barrier-free destinations as well. And then we had the National Garden Show last year that was completely barrier-free and certified with Reisen für alle. That was another piece of work, right? So what offers did you have in terms of accessible tourism, and what was the importance of the National Garden Show? You brought us pictures, I think, and a film. A warm welcome from Erfurt. A warm welcome to the world. I am very pleased to report on our experiences. Since 1999, we have dealt with the topic of accessible tourism with all its problems. And after 20 years, I can say the problems change, but they don't become smaller. Once you've managed the basics, you want to do more, right? So we still have a lot on our plate. We are one of the few largest cities that are certified by Reisen für alle, by RFA. And we are happy to say that we can offer guided tours, for example, excursions for persons with nearly all kinds of disabilities and impairments. The highlights, one of the highlights was the German Days for people with hearing impairments. More than 3,000 people took place. It was very successful. And next year we are the host town for the Special Olympics. So that is going to be the next challenge for us. So on the National Garden Show, the next slide, please. Mrs. Wiesler, we are not the organizers of the so-called BUGA, that's what the show is called. That is never the case. So there is a company, the BUGA GmbH, and we need to cooperate with them in the cities where the shows take place. And from the first moment, we advocated for accessibility. This is not something we can take for granted. It always takes work. You have to mention every time in all those meetings, this is what needs to happen, and that it's not just going to happen by itself. Whether you work with garden designers or architects, you always have to tell them. Here you can see the photos that prove it was accessible in the end, and we're very proud of that. It was a process of many years that finally meant that we could convince the organizers we had to have an accessible show. So this park, this garden was certified by RFA as well. So this park is already 50 years old. It was completely refurbished, the infrastructure was renewed, and of course, if in the scope of the National Garden Show, there's additional financial means or funding that can be used for accessibility. That doesn't just happen on its own. So they tried to make the road surface suitable. They tried to eliminate smaller steps on the pathways. There was a small bus that was accessible and that could take people through the show. And after initial problems, things really went well. We had a round of journalists invited. You can see a few of the participants, and no catastrophes, no disasters happened, thankfully. And the next chart shows you the Petersburg. In Erfurt, we had a special challenge. There were two garden show locations. One was the park you just saw. The other was a citadel. You can see it here, and you can maybe also see it behind me on my screen. It is a Baroque citadel at the right in the city center, right next to the dome and the church. We have the Citadel Petersburg, and it is by no means barrier-free, so accessibility was a huge challenge there. And in the scope of the garden show, we actually managed to achieve this. And this happened, that was 10 years ago already, when we convinced the organizers that this area had to be barrier-free. You can see there is a panoramic lift here on the hill. There's also a panoramic pathway that isn't very steep, only 2 to 6% inclination. And the lift helps you get up the wall. The entire square of the citadel was made barrier-free. It had a guidance system. And on the next chart, you can see the most important building. Oh, I think that's the next slide again, the lieutenant's house. But can you go back again? Sorry. So here you can see this panoramic pathway and the panoramic lift that was built onto the wall. And you can proceed on the assumption that it wasn't easy to convince the citizens to do this. There were very different opinions, but this photo shows what we achieved, and this was a target group that we could finally invite to the Petersburg. And the first users of this lift you can see here was a young couple with a twin buggy. And we were so happy about it. They didn't actually understand, but we just wanted to make sure that we can invite and address everyone. And on the next slide now, on the next slide, do I have, is there a noise in the background? Can you maybe move your microphone a little bit? Okay, I understand. Right. Here you can see the exhibition in the commander's house or lieutenant's house. It's the most important building on the Petersburg. This was completely refurbished, and I think that was really successful. It was an exhibition around the Petersburg, the history of the Petersburg, and you can see the members of our working group, Barrier Free Erfurt. They were testing everything. It was a very interactive exhibition as well, and maybe it gives you an idea of how things were implemented and how much fun it also is. People who were never able to access the Petersburg before and never had the chance to see such an exhibition, to welcome them all, that was great. Now, Maybe you can think of another target group as well. I brought you a small film that the Buga GmbH, the company responsible for the show, produced together with our partner, who helped us also with the German Sign Language and in dealing with people with hearing impairment. It's a very short film, and I would like to briefly show you that. In Thuringia is our home, Erfurt is our home. Garden design and garden show traditions is what you can see. The Buga 2021 in Erfurt. 171 days of summer party in Erfurt and on the Petersburg. The most beautiful garden of Thuringia, glowing for you. Flowers on 36 hectares of park. At the center of the park, we have Danakil. That is a new house for desert life and rainforest life. The German Museum for Garden Design invites you to a very special exhibition. The children will especially enjoy the gardener's paradise. The historic fort of Petersburg is comfortably accessible.
Barrierefrei, nachhaltig.
Barrier-free, sustainable and authentic. Garden tradition, garden art, and enjoying culture in historical surroundings. At the center, the renovated Peter's Church, St. Peter's Church. Hospitality and Thuringian delicacies move into the military fort. Vegetables and a sea of flowers near the castle. New pathways through the garden show of Erfurt. This is where garden tradition meets garden art and where you can enjoy culture in a historical environment.
Eine Stadt blüht
auf. It is a city that is blossoming at the garden show in Erfurt from 23rd April till 10th of October 2021. We are looking forward to the Buga Erfurt.
Ja, vielen Dank. Das sieht nach ganz
Thank gut. You so much. It looks indeed like a great cinematic experience. Well, let's check out the clock, because sustainability is of the utmost importance. The other guests, well, that's the nice thing about it. 180 million euros of public funds have been invested. It has been a huge challenge. Most of it has been invested in the permanent facilities. We have been one of the most sustainable Bugas that ever existed. Practically everything will stay for good. We have, among other things, 12 accessible trams. Fortunately enough, Erfurt had plenty of time. 10 years in the run-up, we had an accessible bus parking space and a bus stop, so fully accessible. Fortunately enough, otherwise I would not have committed myself to it. It was meant to stay from the very beginning. Matthias Fromm has been listening very attentively because he is waiting for the Federal Garden Show 2025, correct? Hello from the Baltic Sea. My name is Matthias Fromm. I'm the tourism director in the tourist office of Rostock and Warnemünde. Well, my dear colleague, Hildebrand, and also in the promotional working group for Accessible Germany. And of course, we had some opportunities to exchange our views. What are the basic requirements, the necessities that must be fulfilled so that a garden show can be really accessible in the fullest sense? Because accessibility, most of the times, is not a topic at the center of the tourism industry. If you want to consider accessibility in any infrastructure, in any service, so tourism, well, normally we are beneficials or we are enjoying the advantages whenever planning processes take this into consideration from sketch. So we are looking forward to the 2025 garden show in Rostock. So Rostock as Erfurt is committed to leichter reisen, this working group, making travel easier, especially when it comes to huge events with sports. Can you tell us more about this? And what is so characteristic in your city for all those who have never been to Rostock and Warnemünde? Probably only a few of you will know. Rostock is always worth a travel. We are a Hanse city, more than 800 years old, with more than 290,000 inhabitants, one of the oldest universities in Europe, with 13,000 students. We have this perfect accord of a large city, spa on the shores of the Baltic Sea, and also forestry. So this is the historic center, the St. Mary's Church, and here an impression from Warnemünde with a huge sandy beach and with a lighthouse. This is so attractive about Rostock and Warnemünde. You have the combination of two cities, of the best of two worlds, a combination of very good offers, topped by a good infrastructure with about 15,000 hotel beds. We have so many restaurants, so many shopping facilities. We are also the home port of AIDA, the cruising ship with more than 200 arrivals per year. Well, some years ago, we embarked on the path to become a destination for all, accessible destination. It's a huge challenge. We have learned because so many things need to interact so that we can also live up to our promise to be accessible for all, especially when you talk about beach and sea. This offers particular challenges for accessibility. Yes, and we can see this on the next slide. It becomes clear once again, what are the basic requirements to become really accessible? And we are very pleased that we have a fully accessible pedestrian district in Rostock. Around the Petri Church, we have a fully accessible panoramic view. You can reach it through a lift. We have tactile displays that can also convey a tactile experience, what it's like being in Rostock. And we are also happy to have a partner with the zoo. The IGA, the International Garden Show that took place in Rostock in 2003, certainly could not flesh it out fully, this topic of accessibility. But we believe that the BUGA will be a totally different ballgame. If you were talking about the beach, we have one of the widest beach areas on the Baltic Sea, which is especially a topic for wheelchair users. We have 7 access points for wheelchair users. We have also a fully accessible promenade. And you see it here, such a beach amenity with a wheelchair user. We have enough equipment to make these amenities also fully accessible to wheelchair users and to reach the water. the sea. So it's a fully fledged chain of opportunities. So we want to enable all those with restricted mobility to enjoy all our services and offers. We have also this Thalasso Kurweg. It's a pathway called Thalasso, certified by Reisen für alle, by Travel for All. So it has the label for full accessibility. So our Thalasso Spa path, we have an accessible discovery path, not totally barrier-free, but poor in barriers, also with few barriers only. If we click further on, you see here other pictures that highlight this quality. A picture taken here on the beach. You see here for wheelchair users, fully accessible, this beach chair. And we are happy to state that in our regional association, we also could prepare an accessible beach chair. So you see it here, this wicker beach chair, totally accessible. This is what we intend by service chain, not just to reach this beach chair, but to have it with an inviting atmosphere and this quality. Here you see an image from our tourist information. We have two tourist information, one on the University Square and the other one in Warnemünde. Both of them are certified and have the label of Reisen für alle, Tourism for All, so they are fully accessible and certified. So you mentioned also some sports events in your towns. You also had top athletes with impairments. Yes, the Hanse Sail is one of the biggest events in the 31st edition this year. For some years, we have our opening event accessible for people with disabilities. We also have a sign language interpreter in all public events. We have also a public announcement in our premises, on our premises. We have also co-sailing offers. So people with impairments can take a trip on a sailing boat. And our Yachts Club offers, in the context of Hanse Sail, tours and trips on the Baltic Sea through a fully accessible rolling ramp. You can board the ship if we have huge slopes. We have two cranes that help you getting on board. Everything has been shaped in a way as to be fully accessible. The sailing yacht offers space up to 10 guests, four of them can be wheelchair users. So again, it appears that we are well equipped to welcome also handicapped guests. This week, the Hanse Sail, one of the biggest sailing events in Germany, apart from the Kieler Woche, the sailing quarters in front of Warnemünde is perfectly suitable to have international competitions. Last year, we were the hosts of the Paralympic Championship, Paralympic Sailing Championship. So it was the one major event for an integrative races. So athletes both with and without handicaps. And this event was staged from the 25th to 29th September last year. And the boat that is used for this is technically very demanding. So it can be adjusted to an existing impairment. Athletes with different handicaps can participate in this race. This was one of the most interesting events that we staged last year in September. It is also a sort of starter for the 2023 event. We will be host town of the Special Olympics 2023. We are looking forward, and we hope also that we can live up to our promise to be good house for so many athletes that will pay a visit to us. And we are right in the middle of the preparative work, and we are looking forward to what will happen in 2023 in the context of the Special Olympics. Well, this brings us to our huge athletic events that you briefly touched upon, Sven Albrecht International Special Olympics. It's a huge event that you are staging. All of Germany will be involved. What does it mean? Would you please brief us? Who takes part and who is on board?
Herzlich willkommen meinerseits. Mein Name ist Sven Albrecht, Bundesgeschäftsführer und Vorsitzender der Geschäftsführung.
I'm Sven Albrecht, Federal Director of the Special Olympics 2023. And indeed, there is something big coming, the Special World Games Berlin 2023. It is the biggest inclusive sports event worldwide. We expect more than 7,000 athletes from more than 190 nations. So we are going to welcome the entire world in 2023. And maybe this slide can give you an overview. I will come back to the host towns in a moment. So this event is based on a societal idea. It's not just about having 10 fabulous days for the athletes in Berlin, but what we want to achieve is an inclusive society. We want to foster an inclusive society in Germany. We believe in the power of sports, and that goes beyond sports as well. That's the idea that we have based this on. But of course, we want to create an ideal environment for the 7,000 athletes. We will have 20,000 volunteers. We will have more than 9,000 family members coming from all over the world. And I could tell you more numbers, but I think this idea of 20,000 volunteers shows you the magnitude of this event. This event will take place. It will start on the 17th of June 2023 and last until the 25th. So the opening day and the closing day in Berlin. This will happen at the Berlin Olympic Stadium. That will be the opening ceremony. The closing ceremony will be at the Brandenburg Gate, and all big venues in Berlin will be included. We have 150,000 to 200,000 overnight stays that we expect. And we are not just addressing Berlin, we want to move all of Germany. And you can see this on the next slide. I'm very pleased that Rostock and Erfurt and 214 more municipalities in Germany are taking part. What's the idea behind it? With Special Olympics, before the delegation comes to the host city, has 4 days to get to know the host country, its culture, has the opportunity to arrive, to enjoy the hospitality of our country. And we said we want to do more. We want to achieve an inclusive society. We are convinced that this event can make a contribution to create awareness in our society. But that's not going to be enough. We need for people with and without disability to meet, to actually be able to create a change in perspective and awareness. And we can't do that just in Berlin. We want to include the entire country. We don't want to just be a good host in the host town, but also start new processes and ways of thinking in the municipalities, in the area of sports, in the area of public transport, in society. We are very happy that these games in Berlin in 2023 are going to take place not in one place, but in 216 places all over Germany. And that hasn't happened before with any sports event in Germany. And I think that's going to send a very clear and big signal for inclusion in our country, for that to be further developed. What's important, and I'm going to be a bit more specific on the next slide, it's about accessibility. our wish is, by including the 216 municipalities, to give signals, to send signals for accessibility in Germany. And in the beginning, one thing is an important thing, is the needs of people who are mentally, cognitively impaired. They are often forgotten about. It's about easy language. It's about changing guidance or orientation systems, digitization being accessible and easily understandable, be it booking systems, be it city tours. We always try to give impetus to this, to have, for example, guided city tours in easy language. And we want to sensitize people in the tourism sector as well to cater to the needs of persons with mental disabilities. And that means guidance systems for orientation and also easy language. Our colleagues of the VBB have developed a project for public transport, for APPs, apps in easy language for people to move freely about a city. And we've made the experience that when we come to tourist destinations, maybe barrier-free ideas are there, but the problem is that the people can't actually reach the destination in the first place. So we think public transport is very important when it comes to realizing accessible tourism. And so we hope to have important impetus here, not just in Berlin, but in all of those municipalities with our games. And the last slide, what's very important for us as well, we are a sports event, but nevertheless, we want to create a platform or a stage for fabulous inclusive processes. And we're going to have an inclusive cultural program as well, not just in Berlin, but in all of the 216 municipalities. Again, to give impetus, to create ideas for accessible cultural events. We have a project that is Inclusion 2023. The Museum Island of Berlin is going to be accessible in easy language. The Castle of Charlottenburg will have its park barrier-free and accessible. And during the week of the games, there will be special events taking place as well. So what we emphasize is we are a sports event, but we want to use the sport to actually move into other areas. And I think culture is something that is very suitable. Together with the hotels and the public transport, we want to make this more accessible. I have so much more to say because it's such a large event. What do we want to do? The municipalities that were not chosen as host towns, we have more than 280 applications, but we hope that those who weren't chosen can still do this with us. In a situation like we have it in these days, I think it's more important than ever to communicate and to talk to one another. Thank you.
Sie sind noch leise.
You are so muted. Oh, again then, thank you so much, Mr. Albrecht. I think we got a fabulous impression, even in a limited amount of time. Can I ask all panelists to come back on, because we have questions. Julia Marmola, can you tell us what happened in the chat? Well, hello. I can report from the chat. A wheelchair user from Warnemünde wanted to send some praise. She was a visitor in Rostock and Warnemünde and was very happy to be able to access the beach and the sea. That was the first message that reached me earlier. And then a question that was directed at Rostock, but I think can be asked to everyone, was how and to what extent do are the respective associations included in the processes? in the projects? That's always an important question, and I think we can ask all of the panelists. And then there were various questions on the National Garden Show, the length of planning procedures, the biggest obstacles, participation of people with mental handicaps, the offers in this connection. Also the question for rental wheelchairs of accompaniment, of accompanying projects. And then a question that Mr. Albrecht already answered, I think, the guidance systems for people with cognitive impairment, also in the scope of public transport. So maybe we can start with Ms. Hildebrand. Maybe you can start addressing some of the questions. Can you hear me? So the associations are included in Erfurt. We've had a working group, Barrier Free Erfurt, that has representatives from all the associations. And we have monthly meetings where decision makers have to appear in front of our working group, and they will carefully prepare these meetings. And as tourism association, we are also always there. So this problem isn't one. It has been a steep learning curve, yes, but this goes into details about road surface material, and a representative from the respective authority has to come and explain why certain materials were chosen, for example. And then everyone will have their say. I think it can be further optimized, but in Erfurt, it's something we've learned over a period of 30 years. There were rental wheelchairs available, scooters and buggies. On the Petersberg, we had one big problem. I want to be open about it. We didn't have barrier-free parking space. We weren't able to, we did fight for that. But the 900 meters of the pathway that goes up the hill, that was a lot. And it was too long for some. And it took us half a year of fighting, but we didn't manage to actually get through with having a barrier-free parking lot. So I can only advise you, go through with it. As far as some cognitively impaired people are concerned, that we have a very good organization in Erfurt that we work with. They were part of the gastronomy at the garden show. I think the Buga at the time, the garden show, had a very good offer then. So maybe including the associations representing persons with disabilities, what was that, or is that like in Rostock? It's similar to Erfurt. So accessibility is something that is always part of all projects. The mayor of the city has a special, someone who's especially responsible for the topic, so that accessibility is always included in infrastructure projects. Barrier-free access to the beach, for example. We always have representatives from various associations of persons with disabilities take part, and we listen to their advice, to their needs, in order to enable guests with mobility impairments to visit our city. This is something we learned, but I think we have established it. Mr. Albrecht, how about you? Well, this is an important aspect. Already in the application phase, this was to be games from athletes, by athletes, for athletes, and with athletes, including people with mental disabilities. We had a focus also among the organizational committee. Corona made things more difficult, but we have regular meetings where people from different associations can come and present their perspectives. That's one of the reasons why this is going to happen throughout Germany, because the athletes said they also wanted to present their hometowns and their home counties to the other athletes. We have the big associations from Berlin and other parts of the country. They were all included because our approach is to offer a platform, but we won't be strong enough alone to make use of all these opportunities, which is why we want to invite everyone to make use of this opportunity and also of the awareness that is generated. That's a very important aspect for us. But in times of Corona, sadly, things are more difficult than what we imagined it to be in 2018 when we first won the games. So we do hope that COVID and Corona may the situation may improve this year. So we can win so much, not just the people, but also as a tourism destination. I think that is something that we learned from all of you. Thank you to Ms. Hildebrand, to Mr. Albrecht, Mr. Fromm for this important experience and impulses.